Now, in terms of probes to the future, we did undertake chronovisor probes to the future as well, because initially that was the only way that Project Pegasus was able to reach the future. But then as they began to find a way to teleport us to the future, the time specifically that they were sending us to in the future was the year 2045, because we were being sent to a project location in the future where we were picking up microfilm summaries of intervening events between the early 70s and the 2040s. And in fact, that was the ultimate thrust of Project Pegasus. It was an intelligence gathering program where they were making us accustomed to teleporting and being involved in other forms of quantum access, because it was our ultimate mission to go forward in time to 2045, retrieve these data scrolls that had been prepared, and then bring them back to the present.
When you were with me back a year ago, Andy, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to get this wild story from this wild guy. And I got to tell you, I was very convinced after we interviewed each other that day, and even more so now. It's a very strangely compelling story. And you must get that now from a lot of people.
Well, you know, I've spent, I am a Cambridge-educated lawyer, and I hold 5 degrees. I'm a past member of Mensa. I'm a practicing lawyer. Actually, I have a busy solo practice. And I think what might distinguish my story among other non-ordinary stories is I've spent now 12 years, not really 10, but now 12 years going back and really assiduously investigating what happened. I mean, I've gone on 3 major fact-finding trips to New Mexico. I've spoken to project participants. I received what we would call in the law admissions against interest. That is to say, tacit admissions, if you will, by different things that were said to me by some of the project principals who I contacted. So this is a paranormal case that may be distinguished by the fact that I've really done my homework and gone back in an attempt to validate what happened, to verify the facts, so that I could share the story of Project Pegasus with others and prove the existence of the U.S. time-space program.
After you were on with me about a year ago, Andy, you were contacted by someone. Tell me about that.
Well, actually, I received many inquiries from the general public that essentially involved people sharing with me their interaction with the multiverse. I must have received
after the show, right?
Right, after your interview back on November 11th of last year. I was probably contacted by about 100 very sane, intelligent people who described having an experience in their personal life where some little element suddenly changed. Like they came back from work and an empty lot in their neighborhood suddenly had a fully built house on it. Or they came out of a restaurant in the French Quarter of New Orleans and there was nobody on the street, even though it was Mardi Gras. So many, many people contacted me about encounters with the multiverse, and I tried to explain that because we live in a quantum hologram where there are a set of adjacent, essentially identical, multiple timelines, sometimes we bank into one of those adjacent timelines just like a skier on a slalom course. But as that skier, as that time traveler, we don't perceive the difference as we move from timeline to timeline because we're on the unitary course established by our own consciousness. We don't see the movement between multiple timelines. Only an external observer would be able to tell. And so what people have picked up, observing individuals, is that sometimes we shift a little bit into an adjacent timeline where the facts of life are a little different. There were many stories like that. But there were 2 people who approached me with really compelling information because I believe it's tied directly to my experiences in Project Pegasus. Let me tell you the first one.
Sure.
A man from New Jersey contacted me without any knowledge of the experiments that my father had conducted at the Thomas A. Edison Research Labs in West Orange, New Jersey, from 1956 to 64. I don't believe I went into that connection when we first spoke. My father essentially repeated Nikola Tesla's teleportation experiments at the Edison labs in the late 50s. He was doing things like magnetizing cylinders, and as he later described to me, actually when I was quite already well involved in Project Pegasus, that he was doing things like dropping pennies through the cylinder and finding that they came out of the end of the cylinder too quickly or too late or disappeared altogether. So this quite self-effacing gentleman from New Jersey explained to me that when he was growing up in New Jersey, In 1956, he found a 1958 penny. And he took it to an engineer in his neighborhood involved in the same kind of classified defense work, aerospace work primarily, that my late father was involved in, and was urged to conceal the penny. So I was thinking, you know, here as a result of your gracious invitation to allow me to describe my experiences on Coast, I actually encountered somebody who may have found one of the pennies that my late father was experimenting with during his repeat of the Tesla teleportation experiments. Another person contacted me with very specific information, and he's permitted me to share his name with your listenership.
All right. Sure.
Brett Stillings of La Cañada, California, contacted me and reminded me that in the summer of 1980, as the son of a Lockheed engineer, he was introduced to me at a campground in Mount Shasta, California, and also introduced to my late father, who, of course, was an engineer for the Ralph M. Parsons Company. And at that meeting, well, first of all, on the way up to that meeting from Southern California, his father stated, according to Brett, and I think this is quite credible because I not only remember Brett, but I've identified him by contemporary pictures of him and even a photograph of their pumpkin-colored VW bug that he sent me, on the way up there, his father stated, Brett, you're going to be meeting a young man who has been involved in time travel activities on behalf of the U.S. government.